Hello, rockers and rockettes. This is your vintage hostess with the mostest, Kitty, and you're listening to Kissing Kitten FM. Hello, how are you doing tonight? I know you heard two other voices. Oh my God, I know, shocker. I actually have friends. One I'm married to, Miss Black Dahlia, and the other I'm sisters to, Miss Moscato.
Hi.
So we're here tonight. I know you guys didn't expect me to have any social life at all, but this is the first time I finally got to have somebody on the show, and it's going to be a little bit of a different mashup of things, so I hope you guys are ready for this.
Sit down. Nickname this episode Miscellaneous.
I know, right? Sit down. We're going to have some fun. We have some things planned out and some things not so planned out, so this is going to be a real joy. So we're going to go ahead and talk about our personal styles really fast, kind of describe them a little bit, and of course, I'm going to ask the question to my lovely, lovely guests. What is the dumbest and rudest comment you've ever heard someone say about an outfit you were wearing? And let's do it! Who wants to go first?
So wait, do we describe styles or the comment first?
The style and the comment.
So usually I love dresses, just all the dresses is what I'd wear all the time, but when I'm not really feeling the flow of fabric, I usually have on some tighter jeans and looser tops, just to like really have still that flow going, but so I can still work or just be in a work environment, or if I'm just feeling casual. I guess I'll describe one of the rudest comments I've gotten. When I was wearing more masculine clothing, I wore baggy jeans, baggy shirts, oversized sweatshirts, and huge socks and sneakers all the time. And one guy in my class said, "You look like a big bag of Lay's chips." I thought it was more funny than offensive now, but at the time I was very upset.
Ouch. All right, Miss Moscato, you're up.
I would actually describe my general aesthetic as a quote-unquote grandma aesthetic. You know, I like cardigans. I like the colors, like, you know, just kind of pastel colors. And I just kind of, I go more for comfort than style, typically. You know, you're more likely to see me in some joggers rather than a pair of jeans. But right now what I'm actually moving towards is more of a business casual look to get me ready for my new job. What I would say as the rudest thing that anyone's ever said about an outfit is actually about a pair of shoes I had in high school. I had bought a pair of kind of bulky white Nike shoes, and I thought they were pretty cool. You know, they were kind of hipster. Kind of, you know, I liked them a lot, but my friend looked at me and goes, "Are those your grandma shoes?" So at the time, I was a little bit offended, but now, honestly, like, it's really helped me. It helped lead me to my grandma aesthetic, so I'm not even offended anymore. My sister also, I had this shirt that, you know, it's like cut. It's sleeveless and ties at the bottom and has cherries, and I was gonna let my sister borrow some clothes, and I asked if she wanted to borrow it one time, and she looks at me and goes, "No, that's a lesbian shirt." I'm over here like, you know what, I'll own that, I look gay AF.
Oh man.
But yeah, so that's it for me.
I mean, sure, anything is great, and nearly your aesthetic sounds like mine almost. Just, I feel like I'm striving for some different decades than you.
That's true.
When I look in your closet, I think I see some 90s, a little bit of some 80s, some 70s, and...
I mean, that's only my dresses, but yeah. I also kind of go for the classy look as well. When I'm trying to actually dress up, you know, it's red, dark, like, red dresses, a nice red lip, and like... cat eye.
Yeah, like very 50s-esque.
Absolutely.
You definitely have more of a classier look. I love it. Mm-hmm. All right, and it's just little me here. Of course, you know my story because I've told you guys a little bit where I'm at, but I'm currently building my wardrobe to be more vintage. The pieces and decades that I usually go for are usually from the 1940s to 1970s. I have only one outfit currently that can really count as a 1980s aesthetic because I wore a lot of 1980s style clothing in high school, and both of the people next to me can definitely amend for that tell you that it's true.
Gold makeup too, it was fun.
Yeah, it was very fun. But anyway, back in high school, I had the rudest comment. It was hilarious. There was this kid, we'll call him Ajax, because it's close enough. Anyway, I was in drama class that day, and I was wearing these bright red pants, and I was supposed to be the devil or something. I think we were doing, like, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And I remember he came up to me, and he was like, oh my god, those pants are, like, so red, something like that. I'm like, oh yeah, well, they just add a pop of color. And he's like, oh my god, just a pop of color. I just didn't really care ever. I was like, okay. I think that's the only thing people have ever said to my face because everyone's too scared to say something.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember. So if you guys heard anything behind my back, please tell me because I would love a better comment.
It wasn't about your clothing, but it was when you had dip dyed your hair red.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, I was so pissed. We weren't even, like, we had been in a big fight at that time, and we weren't even talking, but, like, I heard that, and I wanted to, like, turn around and slap the girl behind me, because she was talking shit about you, and was like, she looks like she dip-dyed her hair in period blood.
Miss Schmitz.
Like, I wanted to
punch in the face.
Yeah.
But we all know that a person like that is just insecure, but...
True that.
Again, couldn't say it to my face, and definitely couldn't say it to me a few months ago, so whatever. Anyhow, that's where we're at, and we're gonna just continue on with discussion. So, I'm gonna talk to you about the washboard. Do not touch those are special. Okay. No, you're not. You are peeking. Okay, so some fun history.
Forbidden knowledge.
Yes, very forbidden knowledge. We're going to talk about the washboard really fast musically. I know, right? Look at me adding stuff from episodes previously. I'm so cool. So the washboard was a percussion instrument used traditionally in jazz, zydex, skiffle, jug band, and other old music types. And it was played primarily by tapping. Give me your feedback on that. How does that make you feel?
Makes me feel like I should bring out my, my milk jug and go...
I know, that's what I was thinking about, too. What were you thinking about from that?
It makes me think about, like, the Little Rascals or something, when they had to go to the junkyard to get a ball. I might be mixing two movies. I just, for some reason as a kid, I thought they were going to start, like, banging on hoods and stuff and caps from cars.
Oh my gosh.
Like, we're the pioneers of music. Kind of deal.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. It makes me feel a little yee-haw.
Yes.
I want to ask you a question. I know this is random really fast. Huh. Did you go to communion recently?
Yes.
I was like, that's grape juice.
Yep.
In a micro cup. That is not a shot glass.
Nope. Quite the opposite of shot glasses. Also, random fun fact, my parents bought these crackers recently that, they literally taste like communion wafers, and I hate it. Like, I'm not even Christian. Oh, and so it's like...
I would eat those every day if I could get them.
You like communion wafers?
Yeah, I would, like, I grab a handful of communion when I used to go. And it's like, you only need one. It's like, I need all of God's... What did I say? I need all of God's body inside of me.
God. Did you know that the body of Christ and the blood of Christ is actually considered a form of cannibalism?
Well, I don't like it.
It's a... I remember that. It's like religious cannibalism because it's...
It was the blood and body.
Cannibalism. Symbolic
well,
cannibalism.
I hate it. I don't like cannibalism.
I think it's interesting. But we can talk about cannibalism another time, or we can have a morbid minute right now, and I'm...
Yeah.
I think that's another episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right.
I would come back for an episode on that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Or it could just be all creepy.
Yeah, like, let's do it. I'd love that. I mean, really, something... Hello.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if there was something like that.
There's a lot of people in here.
There are. Hi, Ricky.
Hi.
Hi. Kid is friend. Oh, did you get my message about that?
Huh.
I'll tell you after the show.
Oh, okay.
All right, so now we're going to play some music trivia. Are you guys ready to get bamboozled?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to give you an example before we play, so you kind of know. I'm going to read out the lyrics to you. You're going to tell me possibly if you know the artist and what decade-ish. It does not have to be exact. I should probably keep a score point. I don't know.
I can keep it on my phone.
Okay, yeah. And that way we'll know who's the winner. I guess whoever is the winner gets to have dinner with me sometime soon. Yeah, sounds that like sounds good. Special. And the loser gets to help me cook it.
Sounds good.
A vintage themed meal, and we can that could be a whole new.
That'd be fun.
Hello, welcome back.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Oh. Oh boy.
What kind of, can you go through mom and dad's room? We're kind of doing something. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, where's the desk?
Over down yonder.
Gonna make it into a bar for my 21st birthday, but we didn't really want it out in the rain, so it's going in Emily's room.
Yeah, doesn't sound like fun. All right, so for example, like if I said Gucci Gang, 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 Gucci Gang,
beep beep beep, ding ding ding.
What?
Gucci Gang.
Uh huh. By who?
Gucci Gang.
Lil Pump. And let's pretend you said that too.
Yeah.
Then you'll say the time of now-ish. So it'd be like, oh, that's Gucci Gang by Lil Pump.
It's 2 years ago.
Yeah, like who knows when.
That was popular during the time when I was really obsessed with Hometown Buffet. See, that's how I remember music times.
We need to talk about this. Like cannibalism and times. You remember songs. I remember songs with places.
You know how Sue remembers?
Huh?
I found this out because we were going to the beach and I was showing her music that I remembered from that played at like all our middle school dances, right? And she looks at me and goes, what Katy Perry album was out at that time? And I was like, California Girls. And she like goes, I know exactly when that is. When it was. So Sue knows different time periods. By what
music Katy was
Perry
out
of no, what Katy Perry album was out at the time.
Did life just not exist before Katy Perry?
Oh no, she has so much more music knowledge about that, but in recent years anyway. So funny.
That is so good.
That's good.
Alright. You wanna share yours? Do you know songs by anything or just songs?
What do you mean?
Like do you associate songs with any memories or
Mostly bad ones.
Oh, then let's just sense. Go ahead and go on.
Let's move on.
Oh, I do have one good memory.
Huh.
Which was, like, the only good memory with my father. But, I was listening to, it's like, Take Me Home by Guns N' Roses or something. Mm-hmm. It's like, take me down to the Paradise
City. Oh, yeah. Oh, Paradise City, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we were driving in his 63 GMZ Suburban, mm-hmm. And we're gonna go fix up my grandma's house. And I just remember having such good times in that super loud truck with, like, no insulation inside. Like, super hot summers, super cold winters, no heater AC. But just driving for, like, an hour together was a really good memory.
Nice.
All right, so now I'm going to read out lyrics to you. And you will now be on the cutting room table of who will be eating dinner with me and you will be cooking.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go.
This has to sound really bad for somebody who's actually listening to this like 5 years later. Can you hear that in a car ride? Just someone's like, what are you doing?
I love it.
Okay.
What are you doing back there?
It's
the radio.
It's my Bluetooth connected to this weird podcast with some crazy woman on the other end. All right.
Lit.
So, number one. The power of youth is on my mind. Sunsets, small town, I'm out of time. Will you still love me when I shine? From words, but not from beauty. My father's love was always strong. My mother's glamour lives on and on. Yet still inside, I felt alone for reasons unknown to me.
So I definitely have never heard that song before, but I want to guess
mm-hmm.
the decade around, like, the 40s.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I haven't heard that song. Actually, I haven't heard it in a while, because I do recognize those lyrics. I would guess the early 60s.
Alright, who's it by?
I don't know. I've never heard the song.
I would just want to guess Elvis every time. But no, I can't give an actual guess.
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right, this is Lana Del Rey, Old Money.
What?
Oh, you got me.
And it's now a there are some curveballs in here.
That's hilarious. Yeah, you got me. Good. I still have never heard it.
I'll play it for you later.
Okay.
Okay, number two. Because I'm nobody's baby now, nobody's baby, and I've got to know the reason why.
Oh.
I want to say 50s.
Gosh, I have heard this one. I could, like, almost sing it.
I feel like Iris has an unfair advantage because she lives with you. So she knows the music that you like.
Did you just say the I word?
Yeah.
Let's just trim it really fast.
I knew that.
We should have, like, recording, do not enter.
We honestly should. All right, we're back on. So, I'll repeat. So, I'm nobody's baby. Baby now. Nobody's baby, and I've got to know the reason why. I don't know if I've played this song around you before, maybe once.
Yeah, I don't recognize it. I want to say 50s, though. I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah, I got to say 50s, too, and I actually do remember how part of the song goes. Can I sing it?
Yeah, no? You can sing it.
It's like, I'm no, nobody's baby now. And that's all I remember the song.
I'm singing with 50s.
Yeah, I have to as well.
That was Nobody's Baby by Ruth Etting in 1927.
Oh, rip.
Because...
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know... I'm no, nobody's baby. I wonder why.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Oh, and the time I heard the recording, like, usually they come out with, like, remastered versions, so it sounds modern, but it's still the same recording. And that one was really, like, record scratchy and, like, crumbly when I heard it, so that makes more sense.
That's so perfectly preserved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's the next one. Number three.
Got 0 and 0.
All you gotta do is smile that smile, and there you go. And there go all my defenses.
That feels like it could be a more modern song.
I was thinking like 2000s.
Do you want me to sing it? If you guys can do the cheat thing where if you're like, for a little hint, I'll sing it.
Okay. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
It would be a half point.
Yeah.
Yeah, half point. All you gotta do is smile that smile, and there goes all my defenses.
I definitely don't know the song.
Dang it, I don't either. I've heard these songs, like, again, because we live together. I've heard these songs, but I can't put my finger on it.
I'm gonna go with 90s.
60s. I'm sticking on the 60s and 50s so far.
You guys ready? Do you even have an idea who it might be as a singer?
Oh, no, I've never heard it.
Gosh, no.
This has been on TV before in a candy commercial.
No way.
Yeah. Here you go again. Dolly Parton, 1977.
Yeah, I don't know it.
You're missing out. All right. There's more songs on the back. So number four. Here's the quote. No, you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts. Massachusetts is a far cry from New York.
Damn. I'm going to go with 70s.
Dang it. I've heard that line in like a couple different songs. And they're both, like, meme songs before memes were a thing.
Would you like me to sing it with, like, the tune?
Yeah, go for it.
No, you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts. Massachusetts is a far cry from New York.
I feel like it's been in a play. Possibly.
I'm moving down to the 40s.
I'm moving.
Won't that be up?
No, I said the 70s. Yeah, I said the 70s before.
Oh, I'm teasing you because, you know, like moving up the decades instead of down the decades because more recent would be down and more back would be up. I'm just playing with you, though. It doesn't matter what you say.
80s.
All right, you guys ready for the answer? Do you even have an idea who would write this type of song?
No.
Not even Weird Al Yankovic?
No.
I'm going to have to, like, listen to a whole bunch of vintage music off of Spotify after this. So yeah, we're more ready.
You will. Lizzie Borden by the Chad Trio, 1962.
I should have... I went from 70s to 40s.
You would have been closer.
I know.
RIP. R.I.P. R.I.P. All right. Let's go with this next one.
At the very least, I know about Lizzie Borden. I just don't know the song.
That's okay. I'll show that to you later, too.
One of these. Except for, like, Lana Del Rey. We both know her, but...
All right, so here's the lyrics for number 5. You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. I am happy with the Lord.
Lady Gaga, Electric Chapel.
David, really?
No.
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 It'd be like opposite of the song.
I'm gonna go with 20s.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who by?
No.
40s. I'm trying to stick around. Like, I think vintage is around, like, 50s-ish. So, but really, vintage is just old. I'm going to do 40s. I have no idea who by or the name of the song.
Crying in the Chapel, Elvis Presley, 1960.
Oh, we were so wrong. I was thinking, I was like, this one could be Elvis, but I'm like, nah.
So, we don't get, like, any points so far.
No. At Dennis least not we're happening. Staying together.
Side team effort. Don't win any points.
If neither of us win any points, we'll just cook you dinner.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Oh, that sounds like fun, actually. That, yeah.
We'll try to make a vintage dish.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I thought one of you would get this stuff. As long as it's nothing but gelatin stuff. Ugh, no Jell-O salads, please. Ambrosia, yes. Jell-O salad, no. All right, so...
We should also just remember that, like, all of the vintage experience I've ever had is from you.
I know.
So, like...
I did do my best. Like, I did put some tricky ones on here because I want to test Miss Dally over here.
At the very least, it is fun to just randomly guess the decade.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really fun. Some of these, while I was looking them up, the Dolly Parton one, I didn't realize it was 1977. I thought it was 1980.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you go. Like, I was a few years off.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, number 7. Sometimes we'll sigh. Sometimes we'll cry. And we'll know why. Just you and I. No true love ways.
Say it again.
All right. Would you like me to sing it, or would you like me to just say it?
Just say it.
Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I. No true love ways.
I'm going with 30s.
I love how we have to do the decade first, because we have no clue.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do 80s again, because... I feel like if I stick with the same decade, eventually I'll get a third of a point.
Well, this song was written and produced in 1958, but not out by 1960.
Ooh,
and this is True Love Ways by Buddy Holly.
Oh.
All right. Number 8. You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile for the man who held your hand beneath a pale moonlight.
I wanna say it's the da 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 big pizza pie me amore.
I wish.
Oh my god. I even have this on a record somewhere in storage.
Do you want me to sing it to you? Will that help a little bit?
No, I... Like, as soon as you said it, like, I was singing it in my head.
I'll give you a second. Can you at least...
Say it again?
All right. You can dance. Every dance with a guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile for the man who held your hand beneath a pale moonlight.
I will go with 80s.
Definitely 50s.
I know, I'm over here like either 50s or 80s and I don't know which.
I know, I'm just going to go 50s.
I'm going 80s.
Third of a point. No idea.
Okay, even an idea on the name of the song?
Eyes.
Last Dance. No. Or Save the Last Dance for Me. Oh, dang it. Let's... Save the Last Dance for Me. Oh, wait. Ooh. Oh, freaking somebody, Buble, did a remake
Michael
of this.
Michael Buble?
Yeah, he did a remake of the song.
And it sucked.
But it's not... Since we're going vintage, it's not going to be him, like, yeah. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It was the whitest version I've ever heard of this song.
He had no soul in it. And I was like, guy, why?
You can dance.
It's like Cake tried to remake the song. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I can yeah. hear it now. Yeah. You can dance. Yeah. Every dance.
But don't give him your hand. Or something like that. Lyrics of the song.
Alright, so
it, Save the Last Dance for Me, no idea. Who by 50s.
Alright, so I'm sorry, I love this song so much. Save the Last Dance for Me, correct.
Right. Yay.
By the Drifters, and it's 1962.
Do I get a third of a point for that?
Sure, 0.3.
Point, yeah, I'm getting percentages. 0.33.
I mean, she got the name right.
She got the title right, yeah.
Yeah, that's the first we've gotten at all. I think she deserves a point for that.
Since we're so lost this episode, should we get full points for having any idea?
Honestly, both of you guys can just cook with me and have dinner. I think that's really...
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do.
Because Iris doesn't know how to cook anything. I know how to cook. Yeah. You know how to kind of cook, too. Yeah. So we're fine.
I can put eggs on toast. That's the extent of my cooking abilities.
Talent. All right.
Oh, I can make French toast, too. Because it's just good. Like cooking it with the toast.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's number 9. You shine like a star. You know who you are. You're everything beautiful. She's hot. Hot like the sun. The loneliest one. Still everything beautiful.
Oh, I wish I knew you when I was young. God, this is recent, like, 2010 or newer. So this, wow, this decade. gosh, I know the band. I think I know the band.
It's okay, I didn't even know them.
Really? You didn't?
I didn't know the name of the band, I just knew the song.
I don't know. That's all I got.
That's like a...
Do you have any...
At least you got 2 right, so I'd say half point.
Good job.
And it's by the... Revelous? Okay, here's...
The Revelous.
What year is it?
It's like really recent. I think 2017-ish.
Don't
yeah.
You know what I just realized? Huh? We still have like... a year and a half for more songs that will make up, like, the...
This decade.
Yeah.
Yep.
The 20-teens. Yeah.
Yeah, and then it'll be over.
That's crazy.
And then it'll be the 2020s.
Yeah.
We'll all be seeing straight.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right.
The driest joke of this episode.
Yeah. You ready for the last one?
Yeah.
Wait, who is it by?
What?
The Revelists.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Revivalists, whatever, yeah.
Revivalists.
Oh, yeah. On 94.7.
And what was it called?
I Wish I Knew You.
Oh.
Wish I knew you when I was young.
So high.
Oh,
I actually really like that song.
Yeah. I wish I knew you. I wish I knew you. Oh, I wish I knew you when I was young.
That is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, number 10. I hear the clock. It's 6 a.m. I feel so far from where I've been. I got my pancakes. I got my maple syrup. Everything but you.
Sounds like something a drunk relative might sing. I wanted to straight up say drunk Canadian, but most of my relatives are Canadian, so...
That sounds like something you would write when you're in a really goofy mood.
Yeah. They would... Really quick, my relatives would get together, and that's how they would start their mornings. They would just, like, start, like, jiving, like, with no music in the kitchen. And then somebody would just start pouring maple syrup on the giant griddle, which was also a bar. Mm-hmm. And they'd start making their pancakes on the maple syrup instead of butter.
That's funny.
It would burn a little bit, but, oh, it was so good.
Yum, yum, yum.
Mm-hmm. But back to the song.
Yeah, back to the song. We're all ready right. For you.
Decade, anything?
Can you say it again?
All right. I hear the clock, it's 6 a.m. I feel so far from where I've been. I got my pancakes, I got my maple syrup, everything but you.
Oh, crap. That last part lost it. I was going to say Dolly Parton, 9 to 5.
That's nothing.
It's like she's getting ready for the day, you know?
That's not the song at all.
I know it's not.
I'm going to go. With the 50s, something that would happen at, like, a sock hop.
That's funny, because this is You Were Meant For Me, Jewel, 1995.
Ah!
You said something 90s.
I thought you said
50s. I said something 50s.
Yeah.
Something that would happen at a sock hop.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said 90s for the last one.
Oh, no. Because
you said you'd know something from the 90s.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know that one.
I'll show you later.
What's it called?
You Were Meant For Me. I'll play it for you later.
Yeah, no, I don't know that one.
Oh.
I do remember that one. We were like...
Rip.
The second time I heard it, we were like at a Walmart parking lot. And I was like, I gotta write it down. I love this song. And here I am, not knowing a fucking lyric from it.
Rip. Alright, so...
That's like the most said word in this episode.
Right.
Ripperoni. So you guys ready to talk about some interior design, houses, and some second finds? Please show me all these second finds. I need to hear about these. We all need to talk about it.
Yeah, so essentially, I'm in this Facebook group called Weird Secondhand... Weird Secondhand Finds That Just Need To Be Shared. I'm always finding weird shit. Like... It's really popular for people who go antiquing to find freaking embalming tables and refurbish them and just use them as tables. I'm like, that's the most fucked up shit I've ever heard.
I found, like, a duffel bag, like, a gym one. It said, like, Nike, it was purple, like, the trim part, like, around the zippers was purple, and it was bright white. It was a little bit orange towards the bottom, so I'm thinking it was like
had a dead baseball. Body inside?
No. It was full of somebody's enema collection.
What?
Yeah, and there was like a whole bunch of like rubber douches and everything. And I'm like, why? I brought it to the counter and put it on the table, and the lady says, oh, this is the Asian lady who commented on my jacket. Looks like it should go in the garbage. But I put it on there, she's like, you really want to buy this? It's like, no, why is this in here? And she's like, oh, it's only $5.
That's hilarious.
My dad gave me $5, and he said, I want the bag. I dumped out those things in his car, and I took the bag.
That's hilarious.
What's...
Here's a vintage, I want to say gag gift that I saw on the group. Let's just real quick let you two look at it first.
Is it like...
It's exactly what you think it
oh
is.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Yeah,
can I describe it?
Yeah, go ahead.
So it looks like legs stuck in the ground, and then the tee is sticking out of the legs' ass. Yeah. The
so, for golfing. Yeah.
That's
kind of hilarious.
It says...
Get a hole in one.
It's called Head Down Golf Tees, the easy way to keep your head down.
I figured it'd be like, get a hole in one. Or something.
No, they were a little classier.
This is my favorite find that I've found in the group. Is a actual vintage framed license for prostitution.
Oh my god, yes.
Like, you know, the kind of thing that they would have to hang up in an institution?
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's how the Wild West was settled.
Yep.
Oh, yeehaw.
I have one more crazy find. So it was kind of like the dog who got stuck in a tree that was mummified, but instead it was a whole chickadee in amber.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So the guy had, he's actually the same logging crew that my grandfather was in Yamhill. He had found this big, like, sap, just a whole bunch of sap on a tree, and it was growing sideways. So probably shortly after they'd replanted the area, like, a long time ago, considering this was, like, the 70s, and the tree just, like, covered this area in sap over and over and was, like, a very small tree. And so my grandfather goes over to, or grandfather's friend, goes over to, like, inspect it, and there's a bird inside, and he can barely see it because there's just fresh, like pine sap, I guess, just, like, going over it. And so he takes it out with a shovel, and he takes it home, and he makes a little, like, glass box for it and cuts it carefully so you can see the bird inside. And it's just, like, all tucked away, like, it's just sitting there. And so he made a perfect little box for it, and it's eventually hardened, and the case is cracked, but no sap is leaked out, so that's why I believe that it was amber. And they wanted like $8,000 for it.
Which, well, I mean,
that kind of a specimen, I'd be like, yeah, that's worth it.
Well, it is considered amber once it's froze up. That's what amber is. It's tree sap. Usually ancient tree sap.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought it was just like dried tree sap. It's recent, and then actual amber once it turns into like a rock.
The hardness. More you know.
Do, 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 do.
Thank you.
That was one of my like weird but also favorite finds.
That is pretty neat.
That is really cool.
And then, of course, there's that candle you showed me earlier with Dolly Parton as being Jesus. Oh, and yes. I love it.
The Dolly Parton prayer candle. Yes. I got to share one because one of my cousins.
Mm-hmm.
She showed me, and when I showed her the group, she goes, "I have something for you. Go look in my closet and find." And, you know, she described it. So I come out with this jewel-encrusted belly button lint brush. And so it's just this tiny little brush. Here, I can pull up a picture, but it's this tiny little brush with it's jewel encrusted, and it's for cleaning out your belly button, getting all the lint out.
I've heard of a lot of things, but that's.
And then it also has this little case in there for you to keep your belly button lint.
What? Did somebody already put theirs in there?
Oh nice. Yeah, it came with belly button lint. That's the best part.
Are these?
That'd
like...
be great for you.
Thanks. Are these, like, finds we find at shops, or just things that we could also find in storage?
Well,
storage, or photos, too. Yeah?
Yeah.
I actually have a photo. This is from my great-grandma, somebody's because of privacy, birthday party from 89.
Oh, my God.
And it's a little Nutter Butter with a face on it and a Santa hat on top of a sugar cookie with more frosting.
It's terrible. Surrounding
it. Yeah.
But it's actual food.
It's been preserved.
Wait, what?
Yeah. That was taken last year.
Oh, that's gross.
I ate one, and they were still good. They weren't stale or anything.
How are you not dead?
I eat things off of the floor, and my dad force-fed me termites.
Yeah, but you said this is from 1988?
89. Yeah. 1 year off, that makes it better.
You ate...
I guess that just goes to show that Nabisco never expires.
Not easy to deal with.
I don't know what to think.
Isn't that great, though?
No.
It had a little sticker at the bottom saying from 89, and my grandma, somebody else, great-great-grandma's birthday party, and my current grandma, most recent, that isn't dead yet, wrote on a Sharpie at the bottom from what year it was and saved all of them.
Oh, my God.
Because nobody really knew what they were, so nobody ate them. She's like, I guess nobody likes my handmanship, whatever.
You're like, it's okay, Grandma. I'll eat it.
Over who knows how many years.
She's so pissed that I ate it. It's oh like,
God. You shouldn't be eating those. Those are decorational.
Those are decades old. Guess the decade.
Her defense was decoration, not even decade.
God.
My grandma for hanging on to those, and then goddamn me for eating them.
And now you see why I'm like, oh yeah, let me get foolproof food so you can actually cook for yourself, because oh my god, the only thing you're going to survive on is sugar cereal if I die.
Does that mean that I was eating vintage as well?
No, no.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
It's so gross. Oh, it hurts.
The peanut butter was like orange inside of that Nutter Butter.
You want to know why?
Because, I don't know.
Because it was made in 1989.
I wonder if it actually held its color or just turned into a Butterfinger due to age. God.
I feel uncomfortable.
If somebody's from 1989 and had Nutter Butters in 1989 or a similar cookie, leave us a little whisper or comment, because I'm actually curious what the original color was.
Probably look it up on Google, too.
Oh, true. Who would have a Nutter Butter from 1989 besides me?
I mean, commercial photos.
True.
That stuff.
Oh my god.
I know, that's how I feel right now. I'm just like, okay. Has anyone bought anything that's haunted before? Am I the only one?
Oh.
I don't think I have. I like watching videos that of people buying haunted shit, though.
I was at a pawn shop, and I was asked...
That's the beginning to a beautiful story, I can tell.
That's train wreck. I didn't buy it there, this item. So I was at a pawn shop, and I'm looking around, and a guy comes, hey, what are you looking for today? It's like, I'm looking for something haunted. He's like, I'd go to a garage sale, because most of our items are immediately returned because of some weird thing, and we destroy them. And I'm like, well, that's very kind of you. I'll be on my way. Pick up my bicycle out front. I go looking for garage sales. Lo and behold, there's a 5-gallon bucket of pistols. And what do? But buy them all.
Oh my god.
I bring them home, and I'm walking my bicycle, and my dad's going through them with me like, you should not have bought these for $50. And so we're going through, and the only one that actually worked was like this really old black powder revolver. And it's not your typical like push over the cylinder. It's like it breaks down in the front, kind of like that.
Oh, yeah. The ones that you, like, push down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It only had 3 shots in it.
Probably good?
Yeah, but it's, like cartridge holders. And it was huge. And it was only 22s. And I was really confused. Like, it was really odd, because I had to, like, put a bullet in front of it. And it's like, okay, this black powder pistol will shoot a 22, because it's approximately that big.
Oh my god.
It sits on the shelf for years, because I'm like 5. And I can't shoot that thing. So, a couple weeks go by, and my dad's just looking at other guns, cleaning them up, and suddenly we hear a huge bang. Like he had just shot himself. My whole family runs into the room, is like, hey, what happened? And he's like, I'm wondering the same thing. And he had no ammo, he's just cleaning guns that day. Same thing happens, we're watching an action movie, and my prized possession only working broken ass pistol is sitting on a stand on top of the TV, and then right is like John Wayne's about to fire his like rifle, because my dad's into John Wayne, he's like gay for him,
but we'll deny it.
As he fires his like giant rifle, we hear another huge bang, and then nothing happens, and we're just like, what the hell? The movie pauses itself, we hear a bang, and the gun just like kind of falls down on the ground. So my dad's freaked out by this and puts it on the liquor cabinet next to him. Yeehaw.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Each time after that, he would be cleaning guns or watching a movie with action in it, and we'd hear this huge bang, and nothing was happening, just a gunshot. Eventually, we had to clean out their collection because of, well, taxes being a thing in 2008. And we sell it at our own garage sale. And the guy who buys it is like, is this thing haunted? And my dad's just looking at me, like, in front of a little cash box. No. It's not haunted at all. Sure enough, a day later, he comes back and we're wrapping up the garage sale. This shit's haunted. I don't even want my money back.
What did he say his experience was?
He didn't say anything. He just said, this thing is haunted. I don't want my money back. And he took off, like, ran out of our driveway.
Did he just throw the pistol back at you guys?
He just set it on the table with the stand it came with.
That's hilarious. The world will never know.
Yeah. Since then, it's just been in a gun cabinet holding on, like, one of the metal hooks inside the door. But we haven't heard anything from the gun since then.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Maybe the ghost left at the other house.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to talk about paranormal stuff? Wait, is this a paranormal thing? Or just items?
Typically, haunted items are paranormal.
Yes.
I know, but it's like, are we going to get into both our paranormal stories that we have?
Well, yeah, why not?
Hell yeah.
Okay, you should tell one, because that was a long-ass story.
I mean, I don't really have many.
many.
I guess.
You make it sound like dates you've been on or boyfriends you've had.
Well, there's that,
not many.
It sounds so saucy, like, not many.
Not many.
Not many!
Spreading legs.
Iris.
I mean, there was one that I didn't realize was paranormal at the time. until I looked, I thought about it later on, I was like, now that I think about it.
That's not normal.
Because I was in the backyard. This is after both you and someone else had told me that there's some shit in that tree out there.
Oh. That there's things in the trees. Yeah, I wasn't joking.
Oh, yeah. No, I believed you. Like, I believed you. But that was when my friend was living with us. Mm-hmm. And so, like, whenever we had boyfriends over, like, we'd try to give the other some space. So it was her turn to have her boyfriend over, and I was sleeping out on the trampoline. It was a couple summers ago. I was sleeping out on the trampoline.
Never told me this.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't realize it was paranormal until, like, fairly recently.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but so I was sleeping out on the trampoline. It was underneath the tree, and I was all alone. I just, you know, just me, my blanket, my pillow, and then my phone. When all of a sudden, I feel like what at the time I thought was a breeze underneath me.
Oh, I know the breeze you're talking about.
But the thing is, like, I remember thinking it felt like there was someone running underneath the trampoline and their head hit right underneath me.
Oh, God.
And so I freaked out and I'm looking around. I was like, is there someone in the backyard? I'm freaking out. And then I, like, feel this, like, right next to me on the trampoline. I look over and there's Zelda, my cat, who, like, she always has been, like, really, like, we're both very protective of each other, and, like, she always protects me whenever, like, I feel like there's something weird going on, but I didn't realize this was before I had put that together. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so, like, right after that, like, I felt that on the trampoline, and I look over and it's Zelda. And then she comes over and she, like, well, she kind of walks the perimeter of the trampoline. And, like, I felt another gust of wind. And I was just like, oh, it must have just been Zelda. You know, that or whatever. Like, oh, just wind coming underneath me. Because, I mean, the thing is, when you're sleeping on a trampoline, there are gusts of wind that just come up underneath you. Because,
yeah, like, yeah, but they're unless flat you to have, the...
Yeah. Yeah. But... Yeah, but since it's mesh, like, you'll get gusts of cold, and so I just thought that was it. But, like, when I think back about it, like, I don't think that was what it was, as well as the fact that I heard what sounded like a stick breaking, like someone had stepped on it, but we didn't have... Timon was the only dog we had at the time, and he wasn't out.
And he's so small, I don't think he'd break a stick.
Yeah, and Zelda, I mean, look at her over there. She's practically a kitten.
She's smaller than Timon.
Exactly.
Downy's bigger than her.
Yeah, and, like, I just had this, like, just this kind of, like, weird feeling, like something was watching me. Mm. And I was getting freaked out, and I was like, should I go inside? And I was like, no, it was just the wind. So I just, like, curled up and went to sleep. I forced myself to go to sleep.
You got so lucky.
Yeah.
Like, you're lucky it didn't escalate from there. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay, the feelings that I get from it is that if I don't mess with it, it won't mess with me. So...
I mean, clearly that's not the case. It messed with you even when you didn't mess with
well,
it.
Well, I mean, like, it won't hurt me. I don't know.
I've seen it. I know what it looks like, and it's not pretty.
I try not to think or talk about it.
I wouldn't. That's the best way to deal with it.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it is probably a fear-based thing. Mm-hmm. But...
And I don't want to give it, honestly, more energy.
Yeah.
What was, like... Mom and Dad were doing yard work out there one time, mm-hmm. and, like, they had, like, weird allergic reactions to that tree, and so they were talking about cutting it down, and I was over here, like, you know, trying to be like, yeah, don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not only in that tree, sometimes it'll go to that tree line, too. It's just around your property.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I feel like if the tree came down, it would just anger that thing, whatever it is.
One of our trees did fall down. Into, what? But I know exactly why. It's because our neighbors, they were, I guess they were trying to dig a pool in their backyard, but
With a, like, city permit because of zoning.
Right. And so there's this giant hole in their backyard, and they must have like dug into its roots and killed the tree. And so when we had a bad windstorm last month, I think it was, the tree fell over onto their house. Well, it didn't damage anything.
Karma.
It just barely brushed, but we had to take care of it because it was our tree, even though they killed the tree.
Mm-hmm. Did you explain that to them?
No.
Oh.
We're all too polite over here. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
It's so odd, like, one side of this town versus the other. Like, oh wait, this is a different one than I live in. Never mind.
Oh, gosh. I mean, we all remember the time I rented a haunted apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was tons of fun.
That was a nightmare. Sometimes I felt like you were just messing with me on some things, but after the whole entire glass incident, so...
Oh, that was the creepiest, but also, like, thank God nothing broke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it was the first day that I said I was going to move out, and I told my spouse that we needed to move. And our cabinet that held our glasses opened up, and we were in our room, so we were very far away, and we hear a glass tap, like someone had just put it down. I go out there, the cabinet door is closed to that, but there is a drinking glass on the ground, laying the way that we would put it inside.
Oh, I remember it slightly differently. Like, somebody had, like, we hear a creaking, and then, like, the glass hit the counter, and then landed, like, right side up, and the cabinet door, like, slammed shut like someone was pissed.
I didn't think someone slammed it. I thought someone just, like, casually went, boop.
Well, I heard the glass and, like, the ping, because it's, like, a beer glass, and that's what freaked me out. I'm like,
yeah.
Who the fuck's in our house?
And it was just perfect. I was called, like, crazy by my management and everything, but that just, like, solidified everything we experienced, and we definitely acted like different people in that place. It was very scary.
Like, I'm kind of a rude person now, but I was, like, way worse in that apartment.
I felt more frantic than I do even now. Like, it just seemed like everything was on high, living with whatever was there.
We were stressed a lot.
Yeah, it really did me in.
There were multiple occasions when we would text me to see if you could come over, just because you couldn't be in the house.
Mm-hmm. Just because it got that bad. Like,
yeah.
Like, seriously, something trying to, like, actually reach out to me while I'm minding my own business. And, like, it's so weird because it would just flip on a dime. Mm-hmm. Nothing's followed us, and we've actually, I think, even had a better marriage since moving out of there.
Yeah. I agree. Sorry, I'm lingo.
No, you're fine, honey. But, I don't think I've ever bought anything necessarily haunted. I mean, down at the, there's an antique store here in downtown, and there's a painting. I don't know if I've taken you to go see it, but this painting, you look at it, and it's this painting of this woman from the 1800s, and it's very beautiful. But when you look at it and you move around, you feel like her eyes are on you. It is the creepiest and coolest feeling. Like, I know so that painting creepy. Is haunted.
Which antique store?
Antique Freak and Flea.
I like that. Is it still I've painted? Only been once. I think so.
Yeah, most likely.
No, it's a painting.
Yeah, most likely it's still there. It usually never gets bought for some odd reason.
Yeah, I wonder.
We should go by and look at it sometime.
Yeah, that'd be really
a day
fun.
Trip. An antiquing day trip just so we can
yes.
I would
love
that. We should do that and just find the weirdest things we can find.
We could go,
it'll be so fun.
Yeah.
We can go south on 99 and like in that area, and then we can go to Portland and just
that'd be fun.
Antiquing day. Like I feel like we
no
could
one
get...
would actually be really fun. Hmm. Go on a beach trip and hit up all the antique stores on the way.
Yes, oh, I actually got the $75 dollar perfume bottle for like $12 because it was broken a little bit, but otherwise it was a way like more expensive bottle. I think you remember it. It was like black and it had a little rose on the center.
Yeah.
My mom probably ruined it, sadly, but, you know, I don't have any stuff from that time, none of my antiques. I know, it's so heartbreaking. But whatever, it is what it is. But yeah, I mean, I could go on and on about scary stories, but I don't know. Like, anybody want to, like...
I want to save some of mine for when we have, like, an episode that's, like, specifically for this.
Yeah, because I almost want to, like, also work on possibly, like, scary stories to write down.
I started writing one yesterday.
Ooh, I love how you say that because I've been wanting one from you. I don't know why. It's like I've been, like, sending you all the messages of things I want, like, memos.
Yes, yes. I love.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of weird things, what about weird dreams? You said you had a few to share.
Oh, yeah. So, it was... I don't know how long ago it was. It was a real long time ago. I think I was in either middle school or early high school. But I remember just having this dream that, like, this... I was talking to this really rich older guy. And he was like, I want you to marry my son. And I was like, that's weird. But okay. And so, long story short, I almost married in my dream the son of the founder of Snapple. And the very next day, as soon as I woke up, I had to, like, look up, like, CEO of Snapple. And then, son. To see if he had a cute son, but he didn't.
Did he have a son at all?
I don't remember. I just remember being disappointed.
Oh. Like... this is a sign. I have to find this man and marry him.
Exactly.
And then it's like, oh, gross. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Snapple, please sponsor us.
Daddy.
Also, I always get, like, okay, so my mom has always gone, and my grandma too. A lot of the women in my family get, like, prophetic dreams right before someone gets pregnant or has a baby. Like... all have different things. Like, my grandma, she has dreams, and she sees the face of, like, her grandchild. So she saw each... and my grandma has a lot of grandchildren. But she had dreams and saw each of her grandchildren, like, their faces, like, when they were older. So, like, my grandma, she saw a dream of what I look like, you know, around now. Mm-hmm. And then, like, my mom, she gets dreams right before someone gets pregnant. And so...
nobody's been dreaming of me lately, right?
Okay, no, actually. No, not really. But, but here's the thing, is she doesn't know who it's gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
She just gets these dreams of herself just vividly, vividly pregnant. Like, you know, just very vivid dreams of her very, very pregnant. So she had one of those... right before Wendy got pregnant, and right before Rachel. And that was one of my friends. Like, a couple months back, mom comes up to me, I come home, and she's like, be careful, I had a pregnancy dream. And so I start freaking out, you know, I'm like, God damn, it can't be me, you know? But then I had one right after her, and so I knew it was going to be someone close to me, like, I could just feel it, and then, like, one of my friends got pregnant. And so, but yeah, but I get those, but I also had a dream, like, last week or the week before of, or a very vivid pregnancy dream, but then someone I knew gave birth. So.
You so, never know.
I know. So it's like, either I know someone who's about to get pregnant, or I get dreams right before people give birth. So, we'll see.
I mean, all I do is have dreams about people die.
I don't have any, like, wild dreams, but I do have a prophetic tradition in my family, mm-hmm. and it only pertains to men. Whoever drinks mint julep a month after the Kentucky Derby, one of their friends dies.
Oh my god.
So my dad has not been drinking mint julep for the past 3 years because he's like, that's not real. Drinks and somebody dies. That's not real. Drinks and somebody dies. I'm like, hey dad, remember grandpa telling you before he died not to drink mint julep because it's something that happens? And he's like, oh yeah, like a dumbass. Since then he's not been drinking because the first time his friend in a club he used to be in, a part of died.
Oh, God.
And then he and a buddy were drinking, and both of their friends died. I guess it just latches onto the best buds.
Oh, my God.
And the third time, somebody that I considered my actual father, because he was just that close, died. Oh. And since that last one, he hasn't been drinking it ever.
Good. Fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so, it. Now what I'm, a random redneck curse.
I know. Right? Now I'm like excited to drink mint julep, just not a month after the Kentucky Derby. Like as soon
You're
as
like, let's see what else happens.
As soon as the Derby's over, I'm tossing that bottle. Like, don't need to finish this. I want all my friends to live.
Funny. Yeah, don't. I want to live.
Yeah.
Same.
I'm counting on you not to drink that shit.
After the Derby.
Yeah.
Before, let's drink as much as we want.
Yeah, that's funny.
I mean, there is no random curses for me. I'm just cursed naturally.
Hell yeah.
Cursed naturally. You're forever fucked.
I mean, you guys say I've made your life better, but have I really?
Yes.
Ooh.
So far.
But yeah, I definitely have a story for the next episode.
Ooh.
About black eyed kids.
Oh. Yes. Damn, everybody better tune in. Don't scream.
What the? Oh, okay, good, you're locking.
Oh, I think I'd run outside and scream and excitement.
Don't worry, it didn't happen here.
You still had an experience, though?
I didn't, but Emily, Haley, and Kayla, I don't think Kayla realized is what it was, but I recently came to that realization. So yeah, after we're off, I'll tell you about that.
I have one, too.
About Halloween, though. Okay, tune in next week when I figure out when I can hang out with my friends again and stop tantalizing you guys with so many details. Until then, take care of yourself and the ones you love, and don't drink mint julep after the Kentucky Derby. Good night, everybody.